This is an RNIB talking book.
Robots and Empire by Isaac Asimov.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The book is dedicated to Robin and Michael, and to the years of happiness they will continue to enjoy as they walk the road of life together. Robots and Empire by Isaac Asimov. Part 1. Aurora. Chapter 1. The Descendant. Gladia felt the lawn lounge to make sure it wasn't too damp and then sat down. A touch at the control adjusted it in such a way as to allow her to be semi-recumbent, and another activated the diamagnetic field and gave her, as it always did, the sensation of utter relaxation. And why not? She was, in actual fact, floating, a centimetre above the fabric. It was a warm and pleasant night, the kind that found the planet Aurora at its best, fragrant and star-lit. With a pang of sadness, she studied the numerous little sparks that dotted the sky with patterns, sparks that were all the brighter because she had ordered the lights of her establishment dimmed. How was it, she wondered, that she had never learned the names of the stars, and had never found out which were which in all the 23 decades of her life? One of them was the star about which her birth planet of Solaria orbited.